Mike Lee, Senate GOP needs new leadership now, border bill disqualifying betrayal. By Bradley J. on February 5, 2024. Secrecy, lies, and broken promises by Senate Republican leadership, resulting in a historical pro-migration border surrender, are irredeemable, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said Sunday in calling Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, to be replaced. Even while refusing to let us see the bill they claim to be negotiating on our behalf. For months, they were never in doubt, insisting we'd be dumb and even unpatriotic not to support it. Lee posted to X, outlining a leadership playbook employed by McConnell time and time again for years. This is a disqualifying betrayal. McConnell gave the unfortunate task of serving as the face of Republican negotiations to Senator James Lankford, ROK. But as Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear, McConnell called the shots for Republicans. I have never worked more closely with Leader McConnell on any piece of legislation as we did on this, Schumer told reporters on Sunday. Schumer's revelation is surprising given the two have worked in lockstep often throughout their time leading their respective conferences, most recently on budget-busting spending bills and American taxpayer subsidization of Ukraine's war efforts. While not mentioning McConnell by name, Lee seemed to question McConnell's loyalty, suggesting he was not working for his own Republican conference. If you had a lawyer, agent, or employee who, while negotiating on your behalf, botched a deal as badly as Senate GOP leadership botched this border supplemental aid package, would you immediately fire that person? Lee asked rhetorically. This is worse than bad negotiation, he said. It's betrayal. During the months-long negotiations, Lankford and McConnell allies pushed back forcefully on criticisms of leaked and rumored provisions of the draft deal. Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, went as far as claiming Russian disinformation was behind the rumors. I suspect that a lot of the internet rumors are very well coming from overseas, where they would love to see this shut down because some people would rather not see funding for Ukraine, he said. Critics allege McConnell and other negotiators shared drafts of the deal with Vladimir Putin. Lankford had previously assured Americans their bill would not permit 5,000 migrants or more per day, attributing those claims as internet rumors. It would be absolutely absurd for me to agree to 5,000 people a day, he said. His last assertion might be true. But the bill's text confirms the new emergency authority would not be triggered until an astonishing 8,500 migrants cross the border in a single day or an average of 5,000 people cross in 7 days, a trigger even higher than Lankford's threshold for absurdity. Lee took to X to highlight objectionable provisions in the bill, making clear Lankford and his leadership puppet masters were playing a game of hide the ball. Still a lot of ground to cover in this 370-page bill. But so far, I haven't seen anything contradicting what I've been saying for the past few weeks, Lee said. So why did the bill's authors, and those parroting their talking points, condemn me and others for describing what little I knew about the bill? More to the point, why did they keep it secret for so long? Lee made it clear he wants new leadership of the Senate Republican Conference, and after the groundswell of anger and backlash from the border betrayal, others are bound to join him. Senate GOP leadership screwed this up, and screwed us. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.